Fuck, we recording this or what?
Wait for it.
Where's the good-looking cousin? There he is.
All right, everybody from Thank the Light Wheel of Time Land, here is what we're doing. Just like Amazon, we're dropping a three-parter. They're all going to kind of run together. I'm going to release them, hopefully simultaneously, if not simultaneously, like boom, boom, boom.
And we're doing all Dragon Reborn chapters. Oh, no, the show came out. That's what we're doing. My bad.
The show came out. So they're all going to kind of run together. Like, we're going to try to keep it somewhat like first episode, second episode, third episode, but they are going to run together a little bit. In order for my sanity, I need to keep them kind of tight so I can get these edited and get them out to you. We're going to leave a lot on the table. All right. So just hang in there. We have all year to talk about these episodes. These are our first takes, our three-parter. So like, I literally might cut Justin off mid-thought, start the next episode, and we're going to pick right up where he left off. So just hang in there. You're not from Oakland, Jeremy. Don't root it in. Oh, you're rooted in Sacramento.
Close enough.
On that note, so I'm just going to do one intro. You're going to hear this intro for all three episodes. You're going to hear the same outro for all three episodes. The one thing I do want to say up top real quick, head on over to patreon.com/thankthelight. Check it out. We're going to keep giving you sweet, awesome Wheel of Time content for free. If you would like to help support us for $3 a month, for that $3, you will get a sticker. Woohoo! Who doesn't like stickers? But even better than that, every single month after that, for every month, forever, as long as you're giving us the $3, you will get a bonus exclusive Patreon episode where we will watch something that isn't the Wheel of Time and unfairly compare it to the Wheel of Time. And Jeremy will talk about how much better that show is than the Wheel of Time, because this is not the story that he grew up loving.
I can't wait.
You're absolutely right.
Thank the light, everyone.
Okay, well, I will be here completely spent, and I'm not sure what I'm fucking doing right now, Sadar.
Oh, episode one. Here we go. One of three.
Episode one of three. Holy shit.
Justin, as he is, I can't even see him. He looks like he's in Spider-Man's lair. He's just been shooting webs all over his trailer, and it just sticky, gooey.
It's a mess over here. It's a mess. And that was just after episode one.
Oh, my God. So I had to watch. So, yeah.
And I am your.
Oh, yeah. Who the hell are you?
No. Go ahead.
No.
I am your slightly less skeptical after the first three episodes, but still skeptical.
What? How did this. I'm not even the skeptical one, and I'm more skeptical after these first three. I'm still excited, but I'm skeptical.
I got a few things I hate, Jeremy. You can be proud of me.
I, you know what? I'm looking forward to hearing all of that.
Was any of this in the books?
Lots of it. No, that's one of the great things. There's a ton of book callbacks, little different. A lot of them are different, but there's a ton of little things that are just callbacks to the books, and we're going to get into it. So,
all right.
First things fucking last. Adelis and Varen, are they really sisters? They're sisters? You know, that was a slightly different thing in the book. Obviously, Adelis and Vending, but like, you know, okay, cool, whatever. Not loving Varen's lack of ditziness.
What did you think about that, though, Justin?
It's fine. You got to do with the story. That's fine.
I was totally cool with it, too.
Do you think that they're really sisters, or just like, she means like my sister, like my Aes Sedai sister?
No, they're very much sisters, I think. In my opinion,
their blood. I kind of thought so. They look similar, so I was
really
thinking, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So in the books, there's two twins
in the book.
There's
yeah?
twins that Moraine goes to talk to, Adelis and Vandine. They made it so that it was Adelis and Varen, and Varen is a very important character in the books. Adelis and Vandine are semi, you know, like there's if there's tears, there's like Rand, you know. Then there's
tier two channelers
and then everybody else. And then there's Moraine. And then you keep coming down. There's Varen. And then just under that, probably a couple of steps is Vandine and Adelius. And in doing this, they kind of brought one of them up to the same level as Varen. And I think that that's totally fine. You have to cut characters. You have to combine characters. It is something that has to be done because you have to get this done.
That was a good cut.
Have I met these people in the first three books?
Yeah. Yes.
When?
Yes, you did. But very short. So they come back in the 6th, 7th, and 8th books, 9th, 10th. I mean, way down the line, they come back.
Did I meet them in the tower for a brief minute, or did we meet them on the road?
Right after Eye of the World, Lan and her go to their, you know, farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere.
For a very short amount of time.
Learn about, you know, Rand and the prophecies and whatnot.
Yeah, before we get too much farther, Dez, with, you know, no book... books in the back of your head ruining your, you know, stuff. Tell me what you thought of the episode.
It's a slow start for three fucking episodes. Like, I understand the first one, you might like, all right, let's figure out where everyone is before we really ramp it up. But this is like, I mean, they had to release all three of these together. Like, if they just dropped the first one.
Really? Because I felt like the first one was just like blew my fucking mind.
Let Dez finish. Let him finish. We're going to let you talk, I promise. But Dez needs to finish this because he has no frame of reference. Let him go for this one time.
And you know what? I have the first one on in the background. I had to split the first one up into two episodes already.
Really? Okay.
Just to get it done. I had to watch 30 minutes, go to a PTA meeting, and then come back and watch the second. So maybe because the first episode took me 4 hours to watch.
That's probably the problem too.
But yeah, I thought for sure like we were gonna get a real, real battle by the end of the third episode. And just a couple little tiny fights was
skirmishes, if you will.
Yeah. Did not satiate me. So yeah. I mean, I'm still excited about the story, but I do think in the first three episodes, with as much shit as they have to cover, we could have gotten a real knockdown, drag out fight.
As a book reader, I think that they covered a ton of shit, you know, really, really fast. The first one, like I said, I kind of blew my mind. I was like, wow, holy shit. And maybe, like you said, maybe you'll feel different after you get to watch it continuously. But the second two, I was kind of like, I mean, there's a lot of exposition. There's a lot of world building stuff that they, you know, could have done better, but have to do.
They covered a lot.
But, you know, it was so good. The first part of the fight, you know, I was 45 minutes in. And I go, wait a minute, where the fuck is Rand at?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I forgot too is Moraine told the Reds to go check on Matt, which is like, I'm not seeing what that connection is with Leandrin and Matt yet. I don't get it.
Send the fox to the hen house.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm going to try to stick first episode, second episode, third episode. I'm going to try to not jump ahead because...
Totally.
You know, I'll just start crying.
So I will say, just to go back, yes, they covered a fucking lot. But you would think if they're going to cover 4,000 pages of book...
right.
That one of those things they might have covered was a big battle. But I guess that's also, they got to let everyone go before they get them back together, before they fight.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, and you notice you didn't get the whole cold open scene. You only got part of it.
What?
You didn't see the, I mean, I missed it. Maybe I just looked away or blinked or something. You didn't see Pud and Fane look at him when they went outside.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Did you? Did I just miss that? Okay.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You missed it.
You know, we talked about all that stuff. No one reacts to the little girl. Like, you see a Shannara and all that stuff. God, you know, just... You see Moraine doing hard labor. You know, I'm seeing Varen. Hey, your boy. Your boy, Dez, your boy.
Holy crap. Bail Domi.
When he walked in, I told Lisa, like, oh, it's got to be, better be Bail. Oh. Master Domi. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Like, yeah, they must have something big planned for him later to like bring. They're like, we're going to bring him in episode one just for a sneak preview. And then we won't see him for a while, but they must have something big for him.
I think he'll pop back in at the end of the season, and then he becomes pretty big later.
I hope that that's true. I really do. I hope they don't forget about him.
Yeah, I hope they're not just like throwing that shit in there just to kind of like appease us book readers at first, and they don't, you know, like flesh it out, because
exactly.
He's a great character. He becomes important. And I feel like, you know, you're not going to get that much time with the main character if they don't have some sort of plans for you.
Well, and hopefully they might be like having enough foresight to be like, all right, he's going to be in season three a lot.
Right.
Let's just get him in here. Give everyone a taste.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm hoping, you know, maybe you'll see like somehow maybe him and go ahead, Jeremy.
No, I was just going to say, I'm just going to make a stupid joke. Keep going.
No, I love it. We need jokes.
We're due for a stupid joke.
I'm going to be way too serious. So please jump in with the jokes.
Okay. I was going to say, did you guys like how Moraine was doing her Rocky IV training? Like with the water buckets running up the hills. All I could hear was trying hard now.
I wrote down, Moraine is warming water like a muggle.
I hate to have all the Harry Potter references, but I do like when they're in the White Tower that not everyone's just like, Expelliarmus and to the water. And like, I do like that. It's like, you don't get to use fucking magic for everything, assholes. Get to work.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So you get the White Tower, you know, seems, you know, very satisfactorily huger, more, everything seems more grand to me.
It's like, I hate the White Tower so much because I feel like these women should be evolved to basically have like the switches, like I realize you got to start at the bottom and work your way up, but like,
yeah,
to be a slave,
it seems a little archaic.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem wholly different. I mean, obviously, the Shanchan is the very much extreme of that, but it's like the White Tower is not, you know, a whole hard left different. You know, they're really crappy to their novices.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys. These guys aren't up to 2023 standards for you. I'm sorry.
This isn't the Millennial Tower, bitch. Everyone's offended. Shut up, Jeremy.
I thought this was the woke of time. Like, come on.
Quit it. Okay. First thing that really, and I'm like, I'm going to try not to be spoiler here, but it fucking made my dick hard. The water, the purifying of the water.
Oh.
Jeremy?
No, I'm not. So you and I, this is where we kind of disagree on this.
You don't think that that has meaning?
No, I think it absolutely has meaning. And unfortunately, what they're going to do is, so I'm, without being spoilery, in the future, of the books, Rand has to come up with an idea to cleanse something, right? He has to cleanse something, wink, wink. And
he has to wash his ass real good.
Yes, exactly.
He has a side-in accident.
Yes. And so when he does this, he looks for years and talks to all the smartest people and finally comes up with a solution. And then what they're going to do now is going to be like, Nynaeve's going to be like, oh, I totally did this in the tower. When we cleansed water, it's totally what they're going to do. And Nynaeve's going to get all the credit again.
Oh, God. You're right. And you hate that the most.
And I hate it. I can't stand it.
Why do you hate Nynaeve so much?
I don't hate her.
I hate Nynaeve.
No, my wife, I know you do hate Nynaeve. My wife actually pointed out, she's like, it seems very like misogynistic. And I was like, honestly, like that is definitely a show twist because the books are not written that way. And except when it is written that way, it is usually females being shittiest to other females, not the other way around. You don't get a whole lot of like, women can't do this.
Wait, what was misogynistic?
Just kind of just the way the tower stuff, you know, it's just like, they really dog women and like, you're too stupid to fucking even, you know, just the way it's kind of archaic. And it was just like, why are they treating these women?
But it's ladies on ladies doing it.
I know. It was a bad choice of words.
Oh, okay.
What's the opposite of misogynistic?
Lady hate.
Misogynistic? The scene where Nynaeve just picks up the water and just drinks it, the dirty water. I texted my daughter and I was like, I'm pretty sure you are TV Nynaeve. When she was a kid, that literally, like, if we would have been like, listen, you can either clean your room or walk across this bed of hot coals. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, I'm taking my shoes off and I'm walking across these bed of hot coals.
You know what? My wife and your wife would get along great because
it's my daughter, not my wife, but yes.
Anyways, she was like, I, you know, like every teenager, I'm hungry. And her mom's like cooking dinner. She's like, fucking have a dog biscuit. So
ate a dog biscuit.
She had a dog biscuit.
That's mine too. She even said, she goes, I think I'm naive in this show. And I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Ask Cat Stevens, man. Or wait, no, not Cat Stevens. Ben Morrison? I don't know. Yeah, Cat Stevens.
Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. Little Boy Blue and the Man on the Moon.
That's Ugly Kid Joe. Knock it off.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude, just Nynaeve drinking dishwater is just a big ass fuck you. It's pretty great.
Yeah. So, like, this is so. Do you think it's a direct reaction to Game of Thrones that they're making this so sexy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's yes and no. It's Hollywood, man. They're kind of fucking sex it up, dude. It's just the way it goes. Not my favorite because this book is really.
No, I don't. But I don't disagree. I disagree because they wouldn't do that with Game of, not Game of Thrones.
Lord of the Rings.
They wouldn't do that with Lord of the Rings.
That's yeah.
True. They're like, we got to get our Game of Thrones and we can do it with this. And there's no reason for it.
I feel like they're doing it. Like you said, Jeremy, kind of sometimes like how you have to hit people over the head. The subtleties of the relationships, as the romantic ones, especially the way Robert Jordan wrote them.
Yeah.
People wouldn't get it. They'd miss a lot of it.
Yeah. Or it would take too much fucking screen time.
Americans have to be like, oh, they're fucking, they're together. Like that's, you know, like we, that's what American audiences need.
So it's been, just to get a time check. So it's been exactly 1 year since episode one.
5 months.
Yes.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Oh, since episode one. Yes. Yes. It's episode one.
Episode one, episode one.
5 months since the last episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beltane to Beltane. And okay, so the whole point of Beltane is to bring your past loved ones back.
To have them be reborn, I guess.
Yeah, it has to be because I thought the whole point of it was to bring them back to where you are.
No.
Which would be the Two Rivers. And if you're lighting candles. So is Beltane a national holiday? It's not just a Two Rivers thing?
Nah, it was kind of like a Two Rivers Andor thing, but I think they're making it a kind of like a world type thing. I mean, maybe it's a world type thing, but I think they would call it something different. Right, Jeremy? Or am I wrong?
No, I don't think it was, because if you think about it, in the show, the only people that are actually celebrating it are people from the Two Rivers, right? So Egwene is doing it. Perrin's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I guess Matt kind of did it. So it's all the people from the Two Rivers. I don't think that
all
it's
all over the place, too, calling their loved ones.
Yeah, they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice, too? So I've been rewatching The Wire. You guys watch The Wire?
I haven't. I've restarted it like three times and I get stuck on season two. And then
when I was like, Elias, I was like, is that Elias or is it Omar? Because he has that same scar across his face. It's just going the wrong direction. I was like, oh, shoot, that guy's going to rob people for drugs.
Elias looks really cool. Obviously, we're not going to get her and Elias as the sniffer, but that's pretty cool.
But I'm totally cool with that. Are you? You're cool with that, too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's a bummer.
You can't have that many characters.
You can't have every character, you know, not at all. No.
Yes, absolutely.
Their costumes, again, this year just look fucking
pretty good.
Awesome.
I agree.
The set seemed bigger. I was really happy with how Loial looked on screen. He looked sufficiently huge.
Better.
And sufficiently strong, as we'll get to in the next episode, you know? He looks like he can...
So much better than last year.
He looks like he can fucking snap up a Trolloc by its neck and be like, get the fuck out of here. I was really happy with that, dude.
One of the things that I didn't like, Daniel Henney, when he's like talking about Moraine and all the stuff that she's going through and all the stuff that he's going through, he comes off more pouty than he does like stoic. You know what I'm saying? Like Lan is very stoic. He doesn't let his emotions out. And Daniel Henney is kind of like, no, man, she just doesn't like me anymore. And I was like, oh, come on, man.
Takes a couple of whiffs at the sword. He's very like angry teenagerous, which I mean, like, again.
I'm so angry. I just need to dance. I need to dance it all off.
Again, American audiences, dude.
I know.
If you had someone who was super subtle, it'd be like, is he pooping? What's he doing? What's happening?
He is due for a Kevin Bacon dance off.
Did you guys watch Flight of the Conchords too? Where he's like, I'm just so angry, I gotta dance. They're like running around dancing.
Dude, I gotta say this too. And Des, you know what, if you want to cut this out, because this is spoiler for episode one, not move on, but Uno's just cussing up a storm. She goes, oh, he's dead.
Hey, good news is he can come on the show.
5 minutes in, dude.
Really? Your wife said that?
I DM'd him. Yeah, she goes, oh, he's dead. She goes, Hank, you ain't no way he's going to get to mouth off like that the whole fucking season. Not a chance.
I don't know, but Matt says shit three times in 2 seconds, and he's still alive.
No, just like how he's talking shit to Loyal. Like, Ogres are, like, super respected. Nobody talks shit to Loyal, like, Ogres. And he's just like, oh, you're taking the piss, you fucker.
You know what's irritating? Is Uno was a great character. Like, the one guy of the Shannarans that you're like, oh, yeah, I want to see what happens to that guy.
Let's not get into, let's save it. Yeah, you could move this back then, Jin.
I know. All right.
So, again, this is just to not spoil it for a later episode. I just wrote down that Matt is currently Shawshanking his way out of his cell.
I wrote Matty Dufresne. He's got to put a picture of Raquel Welch over that so no one knows what's going on.
What in the Minecraft is this? What's going on? I thought, Jeremy, and you kind of shook your head when I said this, I thought there was a lot of good book callbacks. I mean, you get Varen's warder. Bail Doman has a piece of a seal, which he has a whole seal in the books. And then I love how Moraine hustles his bitch ass. She's like, yeah, I'll just take the poem, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And doesn't even give him a fucking cent for the thing. She's like, I don't need that shit. You know, you get, I bet, you know, it's probably part of the dark prophecy of Lanfear. We saw a couple of, like, previews with stuff that we've seen with Ishmael releasing her and reciting some of the dark prophecy, which I think is really cool. Like, I just thought, oh, did you not like some of that stuff, or you thought it was, like, hokey or what?
No. I didn't mind that at all, actually. Honestly, for the first episode, I wasn't blown away. But I also wasn't disappointed. So
really? Because I was just kind of like, I don't know. Maybe I was just so excited. I was like, fuck.
Out of 10, I would say it's a 7, right? It's a 7.
Okay. Like
five.
I'll take that.
A 5 is, and this is on a scale of like if you're going to school too, right? It's a C. That's what I would say. It's a C. Like 70%. You get 70%, you get a C. That's what I would say this is. It's 70.
You're passing. I'd have said a solid B, but I'm a fan. I'm a fanboy, so.
Yeah, and you and I are different, right? You're like, I just want to see this. I just want to put it on the screen. And I'm more like, I want to see what I wanted to see from the books. And that's what I want to see. And I don't want your extra crap. I don't want you to make up what you think Robert Jordan would have done. I want to see what Robert Jordan did.
Right. One of the things I thought they kind of set up is that maybe Bail is taken off and maybe, you know, him. I'm wondering if, you know, we might get to see them getting chased in the boat, maybe with Min and Matt or something.
Yeah.
Maybe trying to head to Falm or something. I don't fucking know.
First episode or the second episode where it's Min? I think it's the second episode.
Well, no. I'm just going by.
Yeah, let's talk about that second episode.
Right now, I'm just talking about Bail Doman. He's taking off and he's running down one. So I'm hoping, you know, who might we see him?
Okay, Garrett. Oh, yeah.
Who might we see him maybe hook up with and be running from Trollocs down river? Because Moraine's like, they're going to chase you. They're going to chase you.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm guessing that he's going to hook up with somebody from our crew. And maybe kind of have it like when they run away from Shadar Logoth. So we'll still kind of get something similar, which I thought was maybe cool.
I didn't like how that Moraine like totally like she was like he went from 5 marks to 1 mark. And I was like, come on, Bail Doman would never go from 5 marks to 1 mark. He'd be like 5 marks.
Bail Doman would never get hustled.
Exactly.
Like
he would never get hustled like
well,
that.
He thought he was getting 50.
How dare you put your name on him?
Well, as Dez was going to say, he thought he was going to get 50 for the piece of Quendalar. And she was like.
But like, why? What the fuck would she do with it?
Just like, I think he's thinking like it's an artifact of Aes Sedai, and so it's important.
Okay, she just wants to take it back to the tower and put it in a museum.
And they could basically make money. So he's like, "What do you care?"
Yeah,
yeah. It's an object of power, but she can't do anything with it. He doesn't really understand that. But with the knowledge that he had in that poem, she can do a lot with that, and she needs that.
Right. Right. Yeah, I know why she hustled him. I'm just wondering why he thought that she would pay 50 marks for it. So now that is a broken piece of Quindiar. So that in the book, he has an unbroken piece of Quindiar. So does that mean that is that how Ishmael got another baddie out, is by breaking that seal?
I think so. Yeah.
We're going to probably find out something about that later. But yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so if you remember the first season one, when they had the gigantic thing that Rand and him are all standing on.
Yeah.
And then it breaks and it like, you know, shoots out and it has like all the cracks in it. I think that the seals are going to be that. And then he said it was a sundial, I think, in Kyrian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that where it broke and we're going to find those. And now everything is instead of 13 or 7, everything's 8.
I noticed that it takes 8. Yeah, they said it takes 8 women to gentle or still someone.
Exactly.
and there's going to be 8 Forsaken. So the magic number is 13 in the book. It's going to be 8, obviously, in this, I'm thinking.
Was that an 8-pointed house?
It was an 8-pointed house.
The star on top of the house.
Because I had to laugh at is, Nynaeve's training with the warders, which kind of makes sense, I guess, because she can't channel unless she's super angry or scared. But when they said, they're like, oh, careful, you'll be bonded to an Aes Sedai before you even become one.
That was pretty funny.
And dude, how fucking cringy is Alanna when Egwene comes to her room?
Oh.
She's just like sexily eating the persimmons on the floor. Egwene's just like, I gotta fucking go. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah.
I gotta go. Holy. She's like, hey, you might want to have a couple partners, whatever. Auntie, you had too much Chardonnay. It's time to go to bed.
That was so crazy. Yeah, because she was just like, I know why you're here, Egwene. And Egwene's just like, yeah, no, that's not what I mean.
No, you don't.
I know why you're here, Egwene. You're trying to figure out how to become airtight. Jesus, Alanna, I don't want your fucking persimmons. Get out of here.
And she's like, yeah, boy. Fuck. What's his name in Chasing Amy?
Turns to me and he's pointing at her and he says, go-ee. Just like that, go-ee. So I'm like, yo, I'll give it a shot.
But you know what? I will say this. And this is my fanboy, Jeremy. I feel like this is something you were going to really hate. So I really had an argument that to not hate it is because this shows while Alanna is smart and definitely capable as an Aes Sedai and even a sitter, it shows her lack of focus on the big picture and her maturity level, which will probably lead to something else that we know should probably happen. And if it doesn't, you know, maybe it'll be different. But, you know, I think you're seeing that she's very capable, but also, you know, there's a side to her that's not as responsible as, you know, someone like Moraine. Well, and you see Egwene in Suan's room for a second, you know, looking at the Emerillion's kind of like, you know, cloak or whatever. She doesn't have a stole in this. She has like a fucking robe or some shit. I don't know. But, you know, it's, you know, so you see her looking at it. That's definitely some serious foreshadowing.
So I forget this is where, forget it's episode one that Leandrin uses the power on Nynaeve to try to piss her off and get her to channel.
Which is it's almost directly pulled from the books. It's just when that happens, it's Sanche, and they're on a boat and they do almost the exact same thing. And she gives her the same speech. It's actually really, it's kind of pulled from the book. I didn't mind that at all.
Wouldn't you say that Leandrin's is a little bit more menacing and darker just because like she's kind of starting to tell on herself with some of the things that she says? It's like,
sure.
If you really break down, like in the moment, like if you're that person that she's talking to and she's a person of authority, you kind of, okay, I just got to handle my business. And if you really break down what she's saying, there's, you know, inert threats in it. And, you know, an Aes Sedai wouldn't do that, you know, in my mind.
But they're giving her sympathetic things that she does, she can do, that she is doing, to where you're like, well, she seemed like in the first season where she was complete evil.
Right. No, Kate Fleetwood as an actress is killing it to me.
Yeah. But in the first season, she had like nothing but evil intentions. You can tell like from the beginning, there's almost nothing that she does that is working towards the good. Second season, they give her almost like I wouldn't say it's a redemption arc, but it was more of a, she has things that will make her sympathetic. And so people are like, okay, maybe she's not just complete evil.
What are her motives? You know, exactly.
Exactly.
And another person I noticed that with, they, you know, when the Shinarans are running and they find the caravan of dead people or whatever, and you see that there are some dead Shinarans?
Shinarans.
You see some dead shenanigans that were.
What's that play?
And you see some dead shenanigans.
What's that place, Jeremy?
You talking about shenanigans? Shenanigans? Hand me your pistol.
In my day, the rookie got naked and we used blanks, you sick fuck. Okay, so before we got 5 minutes left in this episode. So we got to spend it. We got to get to the fades.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 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 So that was Jeremy. I agree with you. Angry land is more like petulant land. I do have a question. We can finish. Just, I want you both to think about it. We can answer it beginning of next episode. Do you think Perrin's little thing is, I used to watch Layla wave to Pod and Fane with a giant smile on her face. Do you think that has any meaning?
Or is it just Pod and Fane?
I'm like, ah, she's a fucking dark friend, man. I stand by it.
Justin, I got to give you totally 100% credit on this. Or I don't know if you and Desmond both came up with this, but you guys said that she was a dark friend from the beginning. And I was like, I don't think so. But that really, that got me thinking. And I was like, man.
I don't think that's a throwaway line of him just being
I don't
like,
think it's
she
a throwaway
was so happy
line
to
either.
See him. I'm like, I don't think that's an accident.
No, I think you're right. And it, you know what? It gives Perrin a redemption, too, of like, oh, you murdered your wife. Okay. But she wasn't dark, Fred.
That's right. And is there any way that she's, so could she be reincarnated and come back?
No.
For the final battle against Perrin?
She's not important enough.
She would be she would be a little kid.
Why? What? Just to make it okay that Perrin killed her?
We have no idea. Why did they do it? Desmond, we have no idea. It's not in the books. It's not, it has nothing to do with anything. It's terrible.
They're trying to set up the whole gentle giant aspect of Perrin, how he doesn't want to kill and he's bigger than everybody else and he thinks twice before he does anything because he doesn't want to hurt anybody.
They did it in a terrible way, though.
It didn't fucking land right at all in the first season. And I just liked that actually Perrin immediately, I liked him better right away.
Because he does. Yeah, he puts his ring on his Beltane candle and then takes it back.
Right, and then he takes it back off.
Yeah.
I do like Matt, or Jesus fucking Christ, Matt Rand, whatever the fuck his name is, Ben, whoever. Land is like, he's like, yeah, make your dinner yourself. Like, yeah. Oh, sick bird.
And eat it wherever the fuck you want.
Yeah, eat it wherever. Eat it up your ass. I don't care.
You know what drives me insane, though? This happens in a lot of movies where someone's trying to sneak away, especially when they're trying to get a horse to sneak away. And they're like, shh, shh. And they're like rubbing the horse and like, shh. And then they jump on top of it and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, how do you get a letter right now? How do we get letters in this world? Is there pigeons? You remember?
It's Wheel of Time Express, like Pony Express. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. That's fine.
They take orphans.
Toe rockin'.
I'm so sorry to get us off track, but I can't believe we're fucking talking about this. I just watched The Postman for the first time ever the other day.
Oh.
Because I didn't realize it was post-apocalyptic until like a month ago. And I was like, wait, what?
Is that a porno?
The Postman starring, Starting who, Jeremy? You know who.
Kevin Costner.
It came out a year before.
And Tom Petty.
Oh.
And like, I've seen the cover. There's nothing about the cover that says post-apocalyptic. Like, it totally looks like a 1850s Western. Everything about it. But it's fucking post-apocalyptic. Oh, my God. It's holy shit.
I hear that. We're almost there. I have like a couple things. Can we keep going for like 2 minutes?
Yeah, we got. Just make sure we get to the fades.
Let him go.
Okay. Two things. How do they get their fucking horses back? That doesn't really matter. We can talk about that next episode. Land cracking the joke about how he needs to be quiet made me fucking laugh.
Yeah.
Me too.
Because he talks more in this than he does in the entirety of the fucking series until the last battle, let me tell you. Okay, Halfmen. The Halfmen effect is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah, agreed.
The way they move from shadow to shadow, I mean, fuck yeah, dude.
I couldn't believe it when they said later, like, you fought off three of them. I thought for sure there was seven or eight of them.
I thought there was six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I legit was like, is there four? Is there six?
Well, because I thought he killed more, too. But, like, yeah, the fact that it was just three of them moving from shadow to shadow was, whoo.
Moraine kills one and he kills one right away.
But then I think that what they're saying is after they killed the two, then he had to fight another three more. I think there were five.
That makes sense.
Oh, he fought three.
Yeah. Well, actually, he fought four, but he killed one right away.
Yeah, he comes kind of like fucking Bruce Lee and in, decapitates the one. Moraine was gangster as fuck because she just stabs in the shadow and like, bah, dead. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was crazy the way she lured it. She knew what she was doing. She's like, I'm going to step this way.
I'll have to say, as cool as I imagined Fades being, that was exceeded all expectations.
And she was starting to channel a little bit, right?
Yeah. No, I think she thought
that?
She was.
I don't think so.
And that was Varen. That was Varen.
There was a wee.
That was Varen doing it. If you see it, like it comes, I think she's trying to do it. If you go and watch it, she's trying to like to channel, and then all of a sudden it comes from Varen. Go watch it again.
I'm watching it right now.
No, yeah, yeah. The channeling comes from Varen, and she channels to her warder to like light his sword on fire. And Adela, so they're up above, and they channel down upon. They channel like a kind of like a wind thundercloud to kind of stun
yeah
the last one, and then they kill it. So
they're like, cover your ears.
Thank you for listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thankthelight. We have and will continue to produce Wheel of Time content for free, but if you could help us with some production costs, we would be greatly appreciated. We are asking for $3 a month, and to show our appreciation, you will receive an exclusive podcast every month. We do not want to put any woke content behind a paywall, so these episodes will consist of us discussing a different fantasy movie and unfairly comparing it to The Wheel of Time. You will also receive a Thank the Light sticker, and if you are one of the first 10 Patreons to subscribe, you will be able to select the movies we discuss. I don't want to give away too much right now, but I'm just saying that as of this exact moment, we have zero patrons. So sign up right now, give us $3, and we're watching your movie in September. If we get 30 subscribers by the end of season 2, you will all receive a Thank the Light t-shirt. That's right, folks. Let's get 30 people on there. We'll get y'all a t-shirt and thank all of you for your patronage. If you like the show and would like to support us for free, we just ask again, like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsta Ailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsta Ailman. Send us questions and comments to thankthelight@gmail.com. And also in September, I'm not going to hype the other podcasts because I'm just going to tell you through September, what I'm going to do every Wednesday, folks, is I'm going to drop another podcast from the Sounds Awesome Network. So I don't know what order I'm going to do it, but every Wednesday for the next 4 months, you're going to receive a Truth Not Trends health and fitness podcast, a That Fitness Couple health and fitness podcast, a Time Pop, which if you listen to the Time Pop that just came out yesterday, when you're listening to this, you will hear Jeremy and Justin discuss a time travel movie with myself. And one of those weeks, you'll also get an All the Answers, which is Katie is a real honest to goodness Aes Sedai. She will weave your brain together.
She has the foretelling.
And I will just say, may they find shelter in the palm of the creator.
May you always find water and shade, and peace favor your sword.
Yeah, nerds. And so keep your fingers crossed. The season started off. I'm giving it a C. And
he doesn't hate it. He doesn't hate it.
I don't hate it. But there's room for a lot of improvement. There's also room to go way downhill.
If you study a little bit, we can get a B, no problem. If you slack off and go to the party,
yep.
Yeah, D minus. So
you want to be me in high school? You're going to go to that 1.8 GPA?
Or do you want to be me, 2.8? Woo! 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you guys serious?
Oh, yeah.
I can't have graduated with the highest GPA out of the three.
I definitely had the lowest.
Gotta be. I had like a 3.3.
Hey, Justin, you want to know a secret?
What?
I didn't graduate high school. But you all out there, you're welcome. I did graduate from Sound College, so you're welcome.
Do you have a diploma from high school? No, nope. But I do have a college diploma.
Exactly, I do. Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
You fucked up. Oh, you fucked up.
I don't even want to know.